This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Wednesday Ukraine will continue strengthening its economy no matter what they think or do in Russia. Speaking via video link from Kyiv to the Ukraine Recovery Conference in London, Zelensky stressed the importance of the international community's assistance.
There is currently no place in the world where there is a need to construct and rebuild as many objects as in Ukraine. Every new day of Russian aggression brings new ruins. Thousands and thousands of destroyed houses, devastated industries, burned lives.
Diplomats and business leaders from dozens of countries met in London Wednesday to raise funds to help rebuild Ukraine, a mammoth task estimated by the World Bank to cost more than $400 billion, a figure rising daily alongside the human toll of the 16-month war. To that end, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, co-host of the Recovery Conference, announced in London new U.S. funding for Ukraine Wednesday.
And today, I'm announcing that with the support of the United States Congress, we will provide more than $1.3 billion in additional aid to help Ukraine toward that goal. We're going to invest over $520 million to help Ukraine overhaul its energy grid, more than half of which, as you've heard, has been destroyed by Russia.
Blinken said the U.S. funding would help make Ukraine's energy grid more resilient, cleaner, and more integrated with Europe's. The new funding is an addition to $63 billion provided by the United States to Ukraine since Russia invaded in February of 2022. Russia's defense ministry said Wednesday its air defenses shot down three drones in the Moscow area. Russia said the drones were part of a Ukrainian attack and two of the drones were intercepted as they approached military warehouses. This is VOA News. China has called comments by U.S. President Joe Biden in which he described Chinese leader Xi Jinping as a dictator extremely absurd and irresponsible. VOA's Tommy McNeil explains.
The new clash of words comes just over a day after Secretary of State Antony Blinken concluded a visit to Beijing that sought to break the ice in a relationship that has hit a historical low. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mao Ning on Wednesday said Biden's comments at a fundraiser in California, quote, go totally against facts and seriously violate diplomatic protocol and severely infringe on China's political dignity. It is a blatant political provocation. China expresses strong dissatisfaction and opposition, end quote. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The White House is pulling out all the stops for a state visit for India's leader Narendra Modi this week that will take him to New York, the Oval Office, and a joint session of Congress. VOA White House correspondent Anita Powell reports from Washington.
On the table are serious discussions about India's most powerful rival, China, about the war in Ukraine, and about strategic technology partnerships in the realms of defense, energy, and space. India-focused analyst Rick Rosso says his conversations with White House staff ahead of the visit have shown they have high expectations.
They think they've got a lot of serious concrete deliverables that'll move the relationship to a new level. And a lot of those are really kind of focused on defense as well as critical and emerging technology. So I think those are going to be the two areas we'll probably see the bulk of announcements. But it sounds like they're going to have a little something for everybody.
The two nations have different perspectives on some key issues. Notable among them is Prime Minister Narendra Modi's reluctance to condemn Russia, which is a major source of oil and weapons for India. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
A prison riot in an Honduran women's prison Tuesday left at least 41 dead in what the government called a gang-led attack in retaliation for its efforts to crack down on corruption in penal facilities. Reuters correspondent Joel Flynn reports.
A spokesperson from the public prosecutor's office told Reuters most of the victims burned to death while others had been shot. Police were seen outside the prison, which is 12 miles from the capital, assisting those injured while families waited desperately for news of their loved ones. President Xiomara Castro said the riot had been planned by gang members with guards' knowledge. I'll take drastic measures, she said on Twitter. Castro's first move late Tuesday was to replace the security minister with the head of the national police. More measures will be announced Wednesday, Castro's office said, to, quote, combat organized crime and dismantle the boycott against security fostered from inside prisons. The head of the country's penal system said the riot was likely in reaction to a government crackdown in recent months on corruption within prisons.
That's Reuters correspondent Joel Flynn reporting. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.